The last several weeks, I've been really kind of attracted by this weekend. And the reason why, because I knew what the presentation of the Lord is. That's, you know, it's a second, in the joyful mysteries, it would be the second joyful mysteries, or the presentation of the Lord. The fourth mystery of the presentation of Jesus in the temple. And I heard in the last couple of weeks about this Candlemas. Do you guys remember that? Candlemas? Or Candlemas? Raise your hand if you remember that. Candlemas? Candlemas? Okay, so yeah, that's kind of a more an old school history of what we believe. Now first, Rome, I just heard this today, that in Vatican or in Rome and other places around the world, this is the day that big time churches put down the Christmas trees. Christmas trees and the ornaments. Because this is 40 days after Christmas itself. That's another one I forgot. That 40 days, February 2nd is 40 days after Christmas. And I remember I said that during the Christmas time of, you know, how I like to call myself kind of old school with the days, like the 8 days of Christmas. But the days before is Advent. And I remember that one for sure, that I, almost every year I'll talk about, I don't listen to Christmas music until it's Christmas. I only do Advent when it's Advent and Christmas when it's Christmas, and kind of old school like that. So part of that was the fact that I was writing the letter. So I gave a picture for most of you, all parishioners and people visiting on Christmas, with our dates and what time Mass is to welcome people. And again, I shared that picture not for me, but for the fact that I was offering a Mass, right? Jesus Christ. That's in the middle. It's not about me as your priest. It's about this in the middle part, which is Jesus Christ. And so I wrote in this letter to my family and my friends that I am, just so you know, I am writing this in the octave of Christmas. And then I heard later, because it took me more than a few days or a few weeks, but I did make it, I think, before February 2nd, because that was Christmas. Like, that was in the old school. That was when most people put the decorations away on February 2nd. So I think I'm good to go with my family and friends with the Christmas New Year letter. Now, when I was reading the readings, obviously this is so crucial because it's the presentation of Jesus Christ. We heard again in Luke. We heard a lot of Luke already when it was Christmas, but we hear it again later. Now, Master, he said, Simeon, who was waiting in the temple for years, he knew that he was going to get this gift of seeing Jesus, or the Messiah, the person that will save Israel. He didn't really know that he would also save the whole world, but he knew that. And so that was when we heard about Joseph and Mary going to the temple after the 40 years of the cleansing of Mother Mary. So that was the 40 days. Is that Mother Mary in the Old Testament, a woman that gave a birth of a child, would give two pigeons or two turtle doves at the temple. It was at that point that they came in with Jesus. And that one person, Simeon, knew it was the Messiah. All right? That kind of blows my mind when I heard about that, the days and why they were there. And then what did Simeon say? Well, that's what we heard. Again, now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. So this weekend, again, which only comes about once every 7 years, that one, Jesus Christ was brought to the temple. And that was the history. That was when the second one, Mother Mary, was purified. And third, it was the beginning of bringing Jesus to the world. And that's why we hear of this name that other people were asking me this week, especially our employees and others at church and at school. What is this Candlemass thing? Well, that's what it was. That over the years in the Eastern churches, they heard about this Messiah, and they began every year on that date to get candles to be blessed, because they knew that this Messiah came to the world. And it took 6 centuries for our side of the church, you will, the West Christian Church, the Roman Church, that they began the same thing. And so have a wonderful, great weekend. I mean, this is a powerful weekend. Ask God that He may bless you, that you may know that this is a way, you don't have to, but this is the time you could take down your Christmas. You could get kind of that old school part of what we've lost today in history. So it's been a great time myself, I know. It's been a blast. Just kind of history isn't my favorite. You guys know math is my favorite, but it's cool to study some history of what we've done and what we can do for our own families in the future.